Imagine having a panic attack on live national television. For Dan Harris, co-anchor of Good Morning America, this humiliating moment became a surprising catalyst for transformation. After years of reporting from war zones and self-medicating with drugs, Harris found himself drawn to what he once dismissed as New Age nonsense, meditation. What makes his journey compelling is its accessibility. He doesn't promise enlightenment or spiritual transcendence, just the possibility of becoming 10% happier in everyday life. This modest claim, backed by substantial science and personal experience, has resonated with high performers seeking mental edge without spiritual trappings. The approach is refreshingly practical. Meditation isn't about achieving mystical states, but developing a skill that creates a buffer between stimulus and reaction, allowing us to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively to life's challenges. We all have that voice in our head, the one that fixates on the past, worries about the future, and rarely appreciates the present. Buddhists call it the monkey mind, and as Harris bluntly puts it, the voice in my head can be an asshole. This incessant internal narrator often controls us when we're unaware of it, leading to stress, anxiety, and poor decisions. The fundamental misunderstanding about meditation is that it's about clearing your mind of thoughts. It's not. The practice is about recognizing when you're lost in thought and gently returning your focus to your breath or another anchor. This simple act creates a radical shift in perspective, developing what neuroscientists confirm is a measurable rewiring of key brain regions related to stress, empathy, and self-awareness. Start by finding a comfortable position, cross-legged on a cushion or in a chair, maintaining a straight spine. Keep eyes closed or softly focused a few feet ahead. Direct your attention to your breath wherever you feel it most clearly. Chest, belly, or nostrils. Experience the sensations directly rather than thinking about them. As a beginner, you might label each breath in and out. Your mind will inevitably wander to thoughts, plans, or imaginary scenarios. This isn't failure, it's normal. The true practice lies in noticing these distractions and returning to the breath. Each time you catch yourself and redirect attention, you strengthen your awareness. Many beginners believe their mind is uniquely restless, what teacher Jeff Warren calls the fallacy of uniqueness. Even experienced meditators and Buddhist monks experience constant mind wandering. The key difference is they don't judge themselves for it. This misconception often comes from meditation's misleading portrayal, serene practitioners and perfect poses against sunsets. In reality, meditation can be challenging and frustrating, like any worthwhile exercise. Success isn't about having fewer thoughts, but about noticing when you're distracted and gently refocusing. The most common objection to meditation is lack of time, but consistency matters more than duration. Even 1 minute counts. Build the habit by connecting meditation to specific cues and rewards in your schedule, following the cue, routine, reward pattern of habit formation. If finding dedicated time is challenging, incorporate free-range meditations into daily activities. Practice mindfulness while walking by focusing on sounds. Transform your shower by attending to water sensations, or bring awareness to routine tasks like toothbrushing. Keep goals realistic. One practitioner found success by reducing her daily goal from 20 minutes to 5 minutes, meditating 32 out of 35 days. Simply getting to your meditation spot can overcome resistance, as the environment itself becomes a helpful cue for practice. Why would anyone prefer electric shocks to sitting alone with their thoughts? That's what researchers at the University of Virginia discovered. Subjects chose mild shocks over 15 minutes of quiet reflection. Many avoid meditation, fearing they'll confront overwhelming emotions, opening a Pandora's box they'd rather keep closed. But these emotions emerge eventually anyway. Meditation simply provides tools to work with them proactively. The RAIN framework offers a compassionate approach. Recognize emotions occurring. Accept them with compassion. Investigate sensations with curiosity. Practice non-identification by seeing emotions as natural phenomena rather than personal failings. This measured approach prevents emotional chain reactions while allowing you to process difficult feelings at a manageable pace. The practice begins by establishing a home base, a comfortable sensation to return to when emotions become overwhelming. Through consistent practice, emotional patterns become less potent and can gradually heal. This skill, beginning again without self-criticism, gradually extends beyond meditation into everyday life, fostering resilience in all areas of experience. Rather than suppressing or being overwhelmed by emotions, meditation teaches us to acknowledge them without being controlled by them, creating space for responding rather than reacting. Remember, getting distracted isn't failing at meditation. Noticing the distraction is actually succeeding at it. Will meditation make you too mellow to maintain your competitive edge? Harris initially worried about this too, concerned meditation might hinder his ability to compete in cutthroat TV news. Instead, he discovered mindfulness actually enhances performance. Increased focus helps work more efficiently, decreased reactivity maintains calm during heated situations, and compassion creates valuable allies. When facing worry, he uses a simple question, "Is this useful?" This clears mental bandwidth for positive motivations rather than anxiety-driven striving. Police Chief Sylvia Moore, who initially dismissed meditation as a crunchy granola thing, now argues it makes officers more tactically sound. Studies show meditation improves working memory, reduces stress hormones, and speeds recovery after high-pressure incidents. One officer surprisingly emphasized that meditation helped him express love and compassion toward the community, making him more effective rather than less. Meditation doesn't eliminate drive or ambition. It simply removes the unnecessary suffering that often accompanies them, allowing for what Harris calls edge without edginess, maintaining determination and focus without the counterproductive stress and anxiety that typically come along for the ride. The final challenge most meditators face is consistency. When we fail at maintaining meditation or any habit, we often blame our lack of willpower, telling ourselves stories about being undisciplined. Research suggests self-compassion is far more effective. People who practice self-compassion demonstrate greater willingness to learn from mistakes and correct weaknesses. No matter how long it's been since your last meditation, nothing is lost. You can always start over. Meditation doesn't guarantee a life of rainbows and unicorns. We all get caught in mindless momentum. The practice is about starting over, again and again, noticing when you're lost, and returning without excessive self-criticism. At its core, meditation offers the empowering notion that happiness is a skill you can train, just as you train your body. We are hacking millennia of evolutionary programming for threat detection and self-centeredness, gradually becoming just a bit happier in the process. The journey continues, one breath at a time.